Lower oil prices lubricate the consumer economy. From APM in Washington, I'm David Gura with the Marketplace Midday Update. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, continues to cut the price of oil in part because there's so much of it being produced in the Middle East and North Africa and also here in North America. Julie Niemann is with Smith Moore & Company, and she's here to help us understand what's going on and how it'll affect the economy more broadly. Hi, Julie.
Morning, David.
So I'm seeing the national average for a gallon of gas is $3.20, which I haven't seen prices that low in a while. What's going on here?
Well, it's even better. Here in the Midwest, we're down below $3 to about $2.95. You know, what this really means is that we're going to see a nice increase in consumer spending here. Consumers basically have jobs now, so you've got a lot of spending going on, but the money is not going into the gas tank. It's going to be going into the shopping carts. Retailers are absolutely quivering with excitement because we're coming into the Christmas season here. So you're going to see retailers really being very competitive, having a lot of inventory available. This is going to be a huge spending period, and we haven't seen this in years, literally years.
So there's a lot of good news for consumers in these low prices. Is there any bad news? Does this say anything bad about, say, the oil industry or the energy economy more broadly?
Well, the oil industry is not going to cut back on development and production. You know, basically what they're going to be doing is developing existing properties that they have. And in fact, we're in all likelihood, we're going to finally get some legislation creating the ability to export energy. And when you've got lots of supply and modest demand, prices go down. And this is going to persist for some time here.
Julie Niemann with Smith Moore. Thank you so much.
You bet.
Google has taken another step today in its quest to take over world commerce. The search engine giant is expanding its Google Express delivery service this week and introducing a new fee. As Marketplace's Amy Scott reports, it's all about competing with Amazon.
Didn't know Google was in the delivery business? In a handful of cities, now including Boston, Chicago, and Washington, D.C., you can buy stuff from brick-and-mortar stores and have it delivered the same day for a $95 annual fee. Forrester research analyst Sucharita Mulpuru says Google used to be the go-to place for product research.
Amazon is now the primary place where consumers go when they are looking to research almost any product. And Google wants to get its crown back.
In Berlin yesterday, Google chairman Eric Schmidt said the company's biggest competition isn't Bing or Yahoo, but Amazon. But analyst Colin Gillis with BGC Financial says delivery is an expensive business.
Either you hire an army of people to get these packages and deliver them to your customers, or you outsource it to, you know, a carrier logistics company.
Then again, Forrester's Mulpuru says Google is such a profitable company, it can afford to experiment. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
They are a city's permanent residents, yet many of them are forgotten, often ignored. I'm talking about statues carved in stone or cast in bronze. They stand silent, surveying the bustle. But there's a British nonprofit that says statues have stories to tell, and they're working to give these figures a voice. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
With his aquiline nose and deerstalker hat, he cuts a familiar figure, but he's often ignored outside Baker Street subway station.
We are standing in front of one of London's statues. It's of Sherlock Holmes. Who's
Colette Hiller person. Thinks too many people walk by without looking at public art. She wants to grab their attention by making the statues talk.
The idea is you pass a talking statue, you swipe your telephone on a nearby tag, and you get a call from Sherlock Holmes, or from Peter Pan, or from Queen Victoria, or from whomever it may be.
Hello? Victoria here. Queen of England for 63 years.
This statue of the famously prudish monarch here on Blackfriars Bridge gives an insight into her private life. She confides that it wasn't for love of children that she had 9 babies.
I thought they were all terribly ugly when they were born, and I hated breastfeeding. I loved Albert, though.
35 statues have their own recorded messages, statues of statesmen, artists, and philosophers, human or otherwise.
Hello, and meow. Good of you to call by.
Hodge, the cat belonging to Samuel Johnson. The cat statue is outside the great lexicographer's former home. The project is a hit.
It's loading. Right, go.
This visitor's just downloaded Sherlock's monologue.
That's really good. Sherlock Holmes is speaking to you.
Each talking statue costs $15,000 in actors' and writers' fees. Colette Hiller raised the cash partly from corporate sponsorship. She's now taking the idea to Chicago and, she hopes, other US cities.
There's a range of American cities that are absolutely full of fantastic statues.
All bursting at the seams to say something.
Every statue just waiting for the gift of voice.
In London, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
I suspect it was a sad summer for cupcake fans on the East Coast when the cupcake chain Crumb's Bake Shop suddenly shuttered its stores, a sign many said that the cupcake craze had come to a close. Well, the owner of Dippin' Dots has come to the rescue. He's bailed the company out of bankruptcy. A Crumb's in New York City reopens today, and the company says it'll start selling cupcakes at 25 more stores soon. In Washington, I'm David Gura with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM American Public Media.